It's the Home Run with Lee Dixon. Hello, it's time to check in with President of Don River Railway, Lynn Laycock. Good afternoon to you. How's things?
Good, thank you, Lee. Absolutely fantastic.
Right, coming into the busy tourism season, we hope, here on the northwest coast, and to continue the regular operation of Don River Railway services, they're looking for volunteers.
Yes, we always need volunteers at the Don River Railway, Lee, and we're hoping that people out there listening to your program this afternoon will say, yes, I can do that, or I've always wanted to do that, and because you can be trained to be the driver of a steam train or a diesel train. You can be trained to be a guard.
So what's a guard? Shop. What's a guard do? Is that the person that stands on the platform and waves the flag and blows the whistle?
Well, that's about it. Yes, but there's training to it.
Oh, right,
not
okay.
That easy, really. you do need to be trained because of safety. You ensure all the passengers are on, and of course, apart from the door that you're leaning out to blow the whistle and wave the flag, that everybody is safely seated. And you do give that signal to the driver that it's all clear and safe for them to leave the platform there, the station. So there is training for that. And, of course, if you want to be a driver, it does start with the guard's position, you know, first, because so you understand.
Right, so it's like a pathway.
Yeah, that's right. In actual fact, they were short a guard just recently, and I thought, gee, I really should take some time and get trained to do that, but it's just getting the time to do it. But I'm sure there's people out there that could spare a bit of time in their daily schedule. And I know a lot of people, Lee, do get scared about volunteering for any organisation because they think, if I put my name down, I'm committed to it. Well, you know, yes, you are in a way, but if you're not well or that something comes up and you can't make it, you'll find that all you do is ring the contact detail and they'll get a fill-in person for you. But everyone does try to stick to their allocated time. But it doesn't have to be all week. It could be just an afternoon that the train's running or a morning, whatever suits.
Here it says if you've been or want to be a train guard and can spare at least one day a month, that's not too much of an ask, is it?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. And it's quite exciting, really. It's good seeing families getting on the train and see the faces of the children, how excited they are. And, of course, we do need volunteers in our shop area. We need people to act as sort of security when it's a big day, like on Sunday the 19th of December, we've got the Santa train. So we'll have quite a few hundred people milling around there, walking around outside, having a look over in the workshop. And really all you do is put your safety vest on, but you just make sure people are in the correct areas, that they're not going outside where they shouldn't be, obviously near the line. It's good because you get to converse with people and people ask you questions about the railway. And there's people that can go into the museum. There's lots of things for them to look at there and to do. But just overall, you know, whatever your talents are, we can use them at the Don River Railway if you're willing to give us some of your free time.
And, of course, you've got to keep those big locomotives going. So there's the maintenance side of things. Well, that's all run by volunteers too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Our workshop is second to none. You know, I understand we've done some TasRail repairs to their engines in there over the years, and we're looking at working more closely with the West Coast Wilderness Railway so that we can assist them. And we've got a lot of very qualified men out there and ladies. There's ladies out in the shed doing things that work, you know, in that big shed, and people would never know they're there, but they do keep everything moving. Everything from painting to welding, whatever needs to be done, there's an expertise there. So you might be a retired diesel fitter or a painter or whatever. Even if you're not, there's still a place for you in the workshop. There's a place for you anywhere at Don River Railway. We're happy to train you in whatever you would like to do.
That's great to know. So if you are interested in volunteering as little or as much as one day a month, then make sure you shoot an email through to inquiries@donriverrailway.com.au, or you can stop on by the station and have a chat to the friendly staff there. They'll talk you through it. Lynn Laycock, President of Don River Railway, thank you, and we hope that you can drum up some numbers there coming into the busy season. That'll be fantastic to keep it Tassie's premier tourist attraction.
Well, that's right, Lee. We'd hate it to have to, you know, train can't run one day because we haven't got a driver or somebody in the shop. So if we want to keep everything moving, we need your help, and it's as simple as that. Look, thank you, Lee.
I'll tell you what, a lot of people that have worked in the transport industry over the years, like train drivers or bus drivers, you know, if you're looking to get your hands busy again, this is the world is your oyster at Don River Railway.
Well, absolutely. I never realised what went on behind the scenes. I mean, I've worked with the managers of the railway over many years behind the scenes, but not seeing what happens hands-on. And I'm thoroughly enjoying it. It's really good, and I'm pleased I volunteered my time somehow ended up as president. But it's very interesting, and we're looking forward to those expansion plans for our big coffee shop out the front. So, yeah, I'm basically working on the office side at the moment, so there's plenty to do. It's all good.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee.
And that email address is inquiries@donriverrailway.com.au. This is The Home Run.